Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about public relations, and we're going to talk about how you can write effective cold emails to get in touch with reporters and journalists so that you can get featured, and those features will bring authority to your business. People will want to know more about you, they will want to buy from you, and your business will grow. Before we get started, please subscribe to the show because I have an episode coming out Monday to Friday, once a day, and then we also have an amazing interview on Saturday, every Saturday, with a 7, 8, or even 9-figure entrepreneur that's gonna help us crack the code on how to scale a business while still working remotely and having a remote empire. So with that said, let's dive in the first point. And the first point is to do the right research to find the right gatekeepers, right? Bloggers, journalists, and any other type of content creator that talks about your niche. This is absolutely important because even though we're calling these cold emails, which means people don't know who you are and they're receiving an email from you, what's really important to understand here is that you're not supposed to send an email blast to hundreds of people without even knowing who they are. You gotta do the right research, read their blog posts or read their articles from print magazines, understand their history as writers, understand what type of content they're looking for. So once you understand what they write about, down the road, you will be able to pitch them your idea and your story. You have no idea how many times I've received emails in the past or messages because of my Instagram account where I have about 20,000 followers of people asking me to either get a shout out or getting featured with products or services that are absolutely unrelated to what I talk about. I can't even believe some people do that. Just because I have a business page, it does not mean that I will sell my, you know, page or my services for a shout out for a product or a service that is unrelated to what I do. So again, it's very important for you to understand what they talk about, what their likes or dislikes, or what, you know, their job is. And then once you have a good idea, then you can start approaching them. This is absolutely important for several different reasons, but before I mention them, let me move on to this third point. The third step in the process is to write a simple email with a customized subject line and a custom first paragraph of the email. Now, I don't know if you use G Suite or any other email provider, but I've noticed a few years ago that now my inbox is not just my inbox, but it's divided between personal messages as well as promotional messages and so on and so forth. So it's not as just as easy as try to avoid going into spam nowadays. Spam, of course, you don't want to be in at all. But even then, you also don't want to appear in the promotional section of someone's email inbox, because when was the last time you really went in the promotional section of your inbox looking to buy something, right? So this is, again, is very important. And don't forget that these reporters, bloggers, or journalists get emails on a daily basis. They get 10 or 20 different emails on a daily basis. So it's important for you to mention maybe the title of a article or the blog post they wrote recently. Just wanted to ask you a question about, or question about, and then enter the blog post, something along those lines. You want to perk up their ears so that they're ready to know more. They're like, hey, this person knows about something that I wrote in the past. Then when they open the email, again, it's very important for you to have a customized first line of the email that really talks about the fact that you've read their content so they know that it's a relevant message. You want to maybe give them a couple of compliments about the way that they write or the topic that they wrote about and how passionate you are about what they're writing. Ask them a couple of follow-up questions, not something that's going to get too much detail, because they also don't want to get overwhelmed with thinking, oh my gosh, I got to answer this entire email. It's going to take me half hour. Couple of yes or no questions maybe, and start a conversation. Wait for their email. Now, once you get into a conversation with them, you're going to get to point number four of this process, which is to pitch them not your product or your service, but a story, an inspirational story possibly, about how your product or service can change a specific situation. This is very important to understand because people do not want to review products or services unless it is a review website, but they'll be more than happy to have a feel-good story in their magazine or in their blog that talks about a specific product or service that's solving an issue. And that's why I always tell my coaching clients to write at least 5 different stories from 5 different angles that they can talk about their product. Because once you actually have a lifestyle story about the product or the service that you provide, it's going to be much easier for someone to write 500 to 1500 words about your service or your product. Now think about this. If I reached out to someone and says, hey, I just opened a restaurant down the street, write about me, they'll be like, well, there's a million other restaurants down the streets. But if you write a story of how you opened maybe a Mexican restaurant or something, and the reason why you did it is because there was a Mexican community that didn't feel represented in the past, I don't know, I'm just making up a story right now. All of a sudden, your opening of a store is not anymore just you opening up a store, but it's a story about the community, a story about how you are putting together or getting together a bunch of people. And again, it's a feel-good story that is worth talking about. This is, again, very important. There's not only one angle to any product, there is multiple angles for your products. And it really depends on what type of magazine or blog you want to get featured on, but it's important for you to really understand this concept. So once you pitch your idea, it's not just you pitching your idea so that you can get publicity, but it's actually a win-win because you get the publicity you wanted, but at the same time, the reporter and the journalist has an interesting story, a human interest piece maybe even, that may be interested in writing about. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.